In the book of Matthew, chapter 14, we read about the very familiar story of Yeshua, of Jesus, walking on the water. The disciples were on the boat, and they saw Jesus at night walking upon the water. And we know Peter's personality, very impetuous. He said, "Lord, call out to me, I'm going to come." So Yeshua called out to Peter. Peter himself, as he's looking at Yeshua, seeing what Yeshua is doing, seeing Jesus walking on the water, Peter begins to walk on the water. But the scripture continues that then Peter began to feel the wind blowing at him as he was walking. And they looked down and saw the waves. And when he focused on the wind and the waves and became overwhelmed with those circumstances, the scripture says that Peter sank. Immediately Yeshua reached forth his hand and pulled Peter up and rebuked him, saying, "Why did you doubt?" Now listen to this. When Peter was looking at Jesus, he was able to walk in a supernatural fashion above the circumstances. But it was when he focused on the circumstances that he became fearful, and in being overwhelmed by fear, his divine relationship with his Creator was cut off. The rebuke was not that Peter feared. This is what I really want you to get a handle of. The rebuke that Jesus gave him was not that he feared. The rebuke was that he doubted. You see, doubt comes before fear. I want you to think about this. The problem with you might not be your fear. It might be your doubt. When we seize God's word and don't let anything else in, we're going to be able to have supernatural victory in life. But if we begin to take our eyes off his promise and off of the word and look at the circumstances, what's going to happen is fear is going to come in, and the fear will be our undoing. The fear is the symptom. The real problem is the doubt. Focus on God's word. Seize his word. And don't make room for the circumstances to enter your mind. Seize God's word and don't let anything else in, and you will accomplish supernatural exploits.